Good evening, listeners, and welcome to the MacCorp Daily Podcast for Thursday, the 25th of June, 2020. And this is for the ASX resource stocks with a share price of 1 cent or higher. And this is an information podcast only. Please read our disclaimer on our podcast page. So let's start with the daily volume. It's up significantly to 1.95 billion, and that's up from 1.75 billion yesterday. The average percentage gain loss has hit a minus 1.13%, and that's down from a positive 1.95% yesterday. So it's approximately a 3% turnaround in the last 24 hours. There were 495 ASX resource stocks traded today, and that's up from 482 yesterday. Of the 495 ASX resource stocks traded today, there was 106 with a gain, and that's down significantly from 228 yesterday. There was 106 with no gains, and that's up slightly from 104 yesterday. And this is the big mover and the worrying one. There's 283 with a loss, and that's up significantly from 150 yesterday. So we'll be keeping a close eye on those stats over the following few days, early next week. Let's look at the positive for today and look at the best performing top five ASX resource stocks, and they were: at number one, we have Metalize City Limited, ASX code MCT. It had a percentage gain of 107.14%. At number two, we have Nex Metals Exploration, ASX code NME. It had a percentage gain of 87.5% today. At number three, we have Wumira Mining Limited, ASX code WML. And it had a percentage gain of 70% today. At number four, we have Manhattan Corp Limited, ASX code MHC. It had a positive gain of 35.71% today. And finishing off at number five is Vault Resources Limited, ASX code VRC. And it had a percentage gain of 35% today. So congrats to all holders of those top five stocks, and in particular the number one stock, Metalize City Limited, ASX code MCT, which had a huge percentage gain again of 107.14%. So let's move on to the best performing commodities for today, and they were gold and copper. The highest traded stock highest volume today was Metalize City Limited, ASX code MCT, and 24.21% of the company was traded today. And as you recall, they were also the best performing ASX resource stock for today. As far as project locations, the Murchison District in Western Australia was the best performing project location today, with lots of activity and some positive gains as well. Looking at the top 20 today, as far as their spend over the last 12 months, an average of 58% was spent on staff admin, leaving a low 42% spent on projects. So a few there that looks like that aren't spending a lot of money on projects. So I'd definitely be asking some questions of those companies that are spending more on staff and admin. Let's look at the top 20. Let's look at the RP statistics for today. There was 140 ASX resource stocks traded today that use an ERP software solution, and that's the same number as yesterday. The average percentage gain loss has hit a minus. It's at a minus 2.19% today, and that's down significantly from a positive 1.08% yesterday. Volume is also down for the ERP statistics. It's at 537 million and down significantly from 644 million yesterday. And of the top 20 best performing ASX resource stocks today, there's only one that's using an ERP software solution. So let's finish off today with the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock, which was Metalicity Limited, ASX code MCT. And we'll start with their projects. They have a number of projects throughout WA Australia in different project stages. Most of them are in exploration, excluding one that's in a PFS, which is a joint venture partner on that one. And let's look at their spending over the last 12 months. They've spent just over $1.1 million on projects and just under $700,000 on staff admin, which equates to 37% of money available spent on staff admin, leaving 63% spent on projects. Excluding any recent capital raise or up-and-coming capital raises, they have only just over 50,000 in the bank, and their market cap is sitting at just over 40 million. Their share price started at 0.04 of a cent in 2020 and closed today at 2.9 cents. So that's a huge and a great percentage gain there, particularly obviously for all the top 20 shareholders. They currently have just under 1.4 billion shares on offer. And now let's look at their current shareholdings, and we'll start with the directors. So the directors own approximately 3% of the company, and with the top 20 shareholders, they own approximately 30%, just over 30% of the company. So that's the overview of the best performing ASX resource stock today, which was Metalicity Limited, ASX code MCT. And congrats to all holders of that company. And thank you, listeners, for listening to our daily podcast today. We hope you've gained some valuable insights. And if there's anything you'd like us to discuss, please email Steve at macorp.net.au, and enjoy your evening. Good night.